I'm joined on the line by my third guest for this morning's show, Mr. Paul Heshen. Paul, good morning.
Hey, Shane. How you doing, man?
Brilliant. I was a little bit anxious there in case I didn't get a response, but you're there. Delighted to have you on air this morning, Paul, and thank you very, very much. How are you?
Delighted to be here. How am I? I'm fine. Listen, I'm fantastic. You know, I'm well. My family are well and everyone around me is well. So what more could you really ask for at times like this, to be honest?
That's the spirit. So, Paul, for anyone listening, I'm sure there'll be very few who don't know you. But for the ones who don't, tell us a little bit about you.
So there's a lot that don't know me. But yeah, a bit about me. Jeannie, I'm a hairdresser. I'm a dad. We have, it's a family business. We have two salons and a third pending. We just signed a lease about 3 weeks ago in Malahide, so that was a bit of a shocker when all this happened. But sure, look, it is what it is. That's what I do. I'm a hairdresser. Most of all, I'm a dad. I've got five fantastic kids and a beautiful wife. So that's me in a nutshell, man.
So you're busy, 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 or productive. Only fools are busy, so they say.
Yeah, no, I'm always on the go, man. Always.
So Paul, tell us, what is your daily routine usually like?
Oh, Shane, my day, I'm meticulous. Everything I do is a bit of a pain in the ass, but I'm up at 5 o'clock every single morning to stretch, get ready for the day. I train from about 5:45 to 7:30 every day because I'm training for triathlons and Ironman and all that kind of stuff. So the group of us do all that together. So I've still kept that going. I haven't changed that. The only thing is when I get back, it's sort of back to the house. We sort of get ourselves ready for the day. I try and keep everyone in routine as best we can, you know, just to keep our days as normal as possible.
Okay.
And then, you know, it's just non-stop.
So what has changed?
I'm not making as many lunches in the morning and I'm not cutting hair. That really is it. I'm actually, weirdly, enjoying being with my kids in a different way. I'm interacting with them totally differently, where they're getting to know me as differently, because they see me in the morning, then they don't see me till about 7 o'clock in the evening most of the time, and now they have me all day and I have them all day, and it's pretty good.
So what are the benefits of all of this, do you think?
Well, apart from me, I think as nation and people, we're restarting ourselves. I think everyone had to stop. This has made us all stop. I think we're pressing the reset button on everything, be it our business, our family lives, our ourselves. And we're just going to restart again. And I think we're going to be all better for it. I believe we're all going to be cleaner, fresher, and ready to hit the road running when it all starts again.
Okay, so it's all good vibes. What have you discovered from the whole lot of all of this?
Wow. Listen, I think I discover things differently every day, myself, for myself. I think we discover just, we need to, now, more than anything else, be nice to people. I think, you know, everyone is saying, even though you're not allowed to go near people, you can say hello. People are looking at you a bit more. You say, how you doing? I think people are discovering a bit of humanity, a bit of humility as well. Like, we just need to sort of realise we're all the same. There's no one out there that's different. We're all the same, every one of us.
So it's like a big realisation of there are no differences and we're all equal.
I believe so, you know, I believe so. And it's a great thing to realise, you know, for everyone, for all of us, me included, you know. We are all just on the same boat here, and we've got to row behind and just make things work and make things happy and be happy.
So I think for, yeah, exactly, and I think for a long time, all of a sudden, we just got into this big rat race of, like, working really hard and busy, 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 and then all of a sudden, it's like Monday morning, and we hated Monday mornings, and now a Monday feels like Sunday, and a Sunday feels like Friday, and a Friday feels like Saturday, and we're all over the place. But it has a benefit.
Yeah, I agree with you totally. It does, and the benefit is, I think we all have to take the best out of this. We all have to realise, you know, we're all, as healthy as we are, we've got to stay positive and stay sort of in tune with ourselves, and just basically to be happy, you know. And I do believe, like, we all have to be grateful for what we have, and I think this is a great, great eye opener for us all.
A great opportunity, Paul. Mm-hmm. To anybody listening, who gets what you're saying but just doesn't have what you mean, they're really frustrated, they're not in a routine, you know, being at home with 3, 4, 5 children is just a nightmare, what would you say to them?
It is tough, and like, I'm not saying, look, trust me, it's not easy, it is not easy. It's only, like, with me with the 5 kids, and like I'm an 18-year-old, 17, 11, 7, and 3. So I've got the whole gamut. You know, I've got an 18-year-old who's doing his leaving. He's up the walls. Of a 7-year-old. It's just mad. I think I spend a little bit of time individually. Even last night, we were out in the garden, sitting down, chatting away. It was just trying to find a little bit of time and space for them, for me as a dad, because I don't see them that often, as in for a long period of time. And I'm getting to know them, and probably they're getting to know me as well.
Okay. So what, like, would you say to, like, because I'm sure there are people that are listening and that just think it's okay for you to say, yeah, like, sit down with them and they're like, oh, I don't want to talk to you. Or they're in the room, they're on the Xbox, they're on TikTok or whatever the case to be, and they're not playing ball. Do you get the baseball bat out?
Cattle prod. Yeah, look, listen, every situation's different, Shane, you know, and it's not easy. Kids, like, they want to be on, their conversations on social media, this TikTok king, they're going mad for it. I think if you can engage with them to whatever point it is and whatever you can get into their mindset is fantastic. But listen, everyone's different. Every kid is different. Every family is different. It is frustrating times because we're all stuck in the one house, all of us. Every family are stuck in. It's very close-knit. It's like a little boiling pot. But you try to keep it simmering all the time in good form. And there's going to be blow-ups here and there. And listen, I'm not saying there's no blow-ups here. Trust me, there's been a few. But you just get on with it. And we just get on with each other. And
don't
just
stop
our best, you know?
And don't give up.
Never, man. Jeez, never give up. You can't give up. This is not about giving up. This is about getting better and making yourself better, your family
That's
better.
That's the spirit.
And communities as well. I think last night, the girls were saying, Kelly and Sue were talking about the emotions. Jeannie Mac, I came in last night after being out in the road there with all our neighbours clapping. I was in flitters. I didn't know which way to look. The kids were looking at me going, oh, here he goes again. Because I'm an emotional wreck most of the time. But it was fantastic. And I think the camaraderie, the community.
We're really coming together.
Oh, man, if something comes out of this, this is what it's all about. And, you know, and all your neighbours are looking and clapping. And we're doing it for one purpose. And these guys in the front line, you know, they're
heroes
in my eyes. Oh, completely. They're just fantastic.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Paul, moving forward, so we can fast forward here. We don't like to push things too fast because, you know, we've got to live in the moment. But what are you looking forward to the most in the future when all this dies down?
Yeah, like, you know, I look, the future is the future. I don't try to rush it, as you said yourself there. Like, to be honest with you, I'm dying to get back to my work family. I love them so much. They're a massive part of my life. I've grown up with the most of them in the salons. For years, I'm doing it since I was a kid. It's all I know. And they're a huge part of my life, you know. And I'm keeping in touch with them, not daily because I drive them mad. But, you know, every second day we keep in touch. We're throwing out the WhatsApps to each other and stuff. I miss them dreadfully, you know, because they're, as I say, they're fantastic.
Our family.
I miss, and you know, I miss us all, my family. And we're very close with my sister, her husband, my dad. You know, we're all very, very close. And I miss not hanging out with them and hugging them and stuff. So you know, I'm dying for that to kick back in again. And I'm dying to do a haircut. I'm sick of cutting the kids' hair. I cut the kids' hair about 3 times already this week. I'm driving them mad.
No way. Well, look, that means that you're fulfilling your passion on a daily basis, doing what you love. And that's very important too. Paul, Hessian hairdressing is your creation as such, or your dad, and it's trending at the moment. I just noticed last night, I was doing a little bit of research, and there's lots of talk and lots of hype about it with lots of people, all the high flyers and the bloggers and so on. Why is it trending? Tell us about it.
Well, the massive problem, this is my work head on now, is people at home going to start thinking, oh, my roots are coming through and this and that. They're going to go down and buy a box dye and they're going to throw it in the hair and, oh man, they're going to make an absolute hames of it. And it's not going to look pretty. It's going to be harder in actual fact to fix than anything else. So we decided that, not just us decided, we're just following, you know, people out there trying to get them to get behind us. And this is not all about Hessian hairdressing, this is about all other hairdressers to get involved in this root challenge with our clients, to show your roots off, find a natural root and let it come through. And don't touch anything, don't do colour, let us do the colour, the professionals do your colour, but show us your roots. And it's just a matter of embracing it for the moment, because it will be done again in a month or whatever the case may be. You'll be back to your blonde, or you'll be back to killing the grey. There's loads of good products out there that you can use. Like, for instance, there's powder sprays that have colour in it that just touch up your roots without having to use any chemicals at all in your hair, because leave that to professionals. Leave it to us to do, because we do know what we're doing when it comes to that kind of stuff. Do not try it at home.
Okay, so one tip from today's little chat is do not try it at home. That's most important.
Please, God, don't. No, man. It's you're using a chemical in your hair. You might have had an allergy test to it. If you don't allergy test it and you break out and you have anaphylactic shock or whatever the case may be, it's not good. Just leave that to us.
And you know what the guy thing is? This will happen to you when you don't have the resources to fix it or get better. So just, if in doubt, leave it out. Isn't that what they say?
I totally agree, Shane. If in doubt, get out.
Paul, give us one word about how you're feeling right now.
Listen, Shane, to be honest with you, I'm always very positive. You know, I feel great. It's great listening to two girls, Sue and Kelly. They were fantastic, you know. I really enjoyed listening to them. I think, look, I'm positive. I'm going to stay positive. We'll get out of this together. And I think we'll all become a much better people for it all.
So it's being positive. Paul, it's been a pleasure. Great all the same. Hashtag Root Challenge, is that what it is? Or Roots Challenge?
Yeah, hashtag Roots Challenge, yeah.
Roots Challenge.
Get behind it.
And you're from Hessian Hairdressing. Anyone who wants to get in touch can contact you through Instagram or through your website, hessianhairdressing.ie. Paul, from me to you, thank you very much. I wish you all the best. And thank you for your time.